Hello, and welcome to episode 37 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy this special edition six-hour podcast.
Yes, we are in for the long haul. We're not sleeping tonight. We are just going straight through.
I'm kidding. No. So, Tim, this is where you come up with your grand intro to the first segment.
Trivia. Oh, it's going to be a long 6 hours, Ray. Trivia for two, please.
It does go well with
right?
the chicken.
Yes. Each week, Tim and I try to stump each other on ridiculous video game trivia and determine who is currently the biggest nerd. Last time, we both got it incorrect and tied on a low count. So here we go, Tim. Here's your question.
All right.
Are you ready? Action!
Not counting re-releases, collections, mobile phone, or PC versions,
how many
Mega Man games have been released?
That's impossible.
You must be within 10 to get the correct answer.
Okay, see, now you're just going to embarrass me because that sounds so easy. So no re-releases, talking about, do the Battle Network games count?
Yes, those do count as actual games.
Okay, are we counting Mega Man 9? Because that's really important whether we count that one or not.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see, 9 there. That was probably another... So let's just round up to 10. There's another 10 Mega Man X games, and there's like 10 Battle Network games, and there's another... 10... 3D-ish, like... You know, those... N64, PS1 type of games. I'm rounding up a lot, just so you know.
Yes. So now you've lost track of how many 10s you've had.
No, I had 4 10s so far, but I'm going to... Okay. It's got to be more than that. I'm going to say 50 plus or minus 10.
I'm sorry, you are incorrect. Oh. The correct answer was about 70.
70?
Yes.
What in the world? What decade am I missing out on?
I don't know, man. I think Mega Man Zero and the Mega Man ZX games.
Oh, yeah,
There's also there's Mega Man Star Force games.
Jeez.
As well as some little spin-off games like the soccer stuff.
Wow. They really dilute that franchise.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Delicious again, Peter.
I'm going to give you a name, and you have to tell me the significance
Sonic.
Of that name.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm going to give you a name, and you have to tell me the significance of that name in gaming history. All right?
Okay.
The name is Justin Bailey.
I'm going to say he worked for Atari.
That's a good guess, but that is incorrect. Justin Bailey is a code for Metroid, and if you type it in, you get basically every weapon, and you get Zero Suit Samus. You get Samus. Mm. You get to play as Samus without her suit
on. You know that code by heart, don't you?
I do, I tell ya. No, it's a famous code. It was
before I got married, there were a lot of fun gaming times.
I can't tell you how many times I typed that code in. No,
more times than there are Mega Man games. Well, unfortunately, we both lost this week.
Yes.
Oh, no!
So maybe that's a good thing. It's always kind of nice to know that we're not too far onto the edge, but maybe some of our listeners out there are getting these right every week, and they're just slam dunking every question. It's fun to think.
Yes, it is.
Well, now I'd like to mix it up a little bit, take us to a new segment that we like to call Rick It Remix. Each week I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, from the Mega Man Zero 2 song Ice Brain, comes the remix Cool Mind by Dragon Lord. All right, if you'd like to add the song to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head on over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself. So, Tim, you've been listening to the podcast every week. How do you feel about the songs I'm choosing?
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just curious. Like, good choices, Ray? Or are you like, oh my god?
I gotta say, the last couple weeks, I actually haven't listened to the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, moving on.
Gosh. I know you did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. I really wanted to know what you thought.
That's why you need.
So this week.
Somebody suggested that you put the songs up on the website so people can grab them separately.
Yeah, it's called ocremix.org.
But see, they don't want to do that. They don't. They're too lazy.
How lazy are we getting, people? Like, oh, he said it, but I just don't want to have to click. Oh my gosh. Okay. No, I kind of understand, but I guess maybe this week I'm gonna, you know, play a song like that's like anti-Tim or something. I'll write a song that's like against Tim and put it up, and I'll never even know that even happened.
And you'll ask
that's
me.
That's why
I'll,
I don't
I'll
put links
like,
up to
oh,
the songs because
yeah,
they're all just anti-Tim songs.
Right. Yeah, that's my bad. I just don't have time.
Where does that take us, Tim?
To the to topic of the week.
Yes. All right, this week I wanted to talk a little bit about something that we had mentioned with this week's comic, which is the style of Two-Piece Starts.
Lack thereof.
Hey, what?
you just left
so
yourself
sad
open
true.
For that. Huh?
Well, no, I don't think that way. You know, Two-Piece Start really kind of came from an art style I was doing at the time of fairly... pathetic illustrator art, fairly pathetic vector art I was doing in college for the newspaper comics. And when Tim kind of talked with me about doing a webcomic, I brought the style into color for the first time and, you know, kind of did some neat things with it. But over time, of course, that style has been changing because I've been getting better at vector artwork. Mm-hmm. And because I've been getting vectors, some of the old things that would pass off in the old style don't pass off so much anymore. And now it's like, it's just frustrating because Ray and Tim still kind of carry that style with them, but really nothing else does.
Right.
I mean, there was a time when I would do comics like the Crackdown comic where, you know, the kid goes to GameStop or whatever and he takes the binoculars and he sees the big wall of Crackdown games. You know, those two characters are still kind of in that style, but that was a long time ago. Back then, I was still using that style for other things. Now, it's like, really, if you look at the last comic we just did, which was Baddest Company, I mean, what are the Two-Piece Start styles that stand out to you, Tim?
What are the styles that stand out to me?
Yeah, like, what are the things that stand out that make you go, oh, that's clearly a Two-Piece Start comic?
The outline of the... that you do around the characters, that's something that's a very
yes.
Two-Piece Start. The text bubbles, although these were a little bit different.
Yeah, I was kind of playing around.
Which is fine, but you always color them based on the character. But other than that,
I would say the lighting. I always kind of have that shading
mm-hmm.
style.
Yeah.
And really, the only other thing at that point is like the size of each comic box. I mean, that I do kind of consider the way we have our comic a style.
Yeah.
Because they are freaking huge and vertical.
Widescreen.
Oh, it's beautiful. and until you do really big pictures and then, like, you see every horrible detail coming through. That would be the nice thing, that we could make these comics really awesome if we just shrunk the comic size way down. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to move there, but yeah, I mean, you know, but like the characters themselves, you know, I kind of go for like a. What is the name of the character in that comic, the soldier from Bad Company?
You know, it's funny you ask because that was going to be my trivia for two question to ask you because you just did a comic
oh, really?
On him and I figured you probably forgot.
It was but, like Paddington
like,
or something.
I'm like, no, I shouldn't ask that question. But, Preston Marlowe.
Yes, Preston Marlowe. You know, it's like I try to make it look like him, you know, and I do some little things like, okay, I'm gonna dirty up his face a little bit, And I'm starting to reach like this point where I'm trying to make it look real. And I mean, it's, I don't want to say real because it's clearly not real looking, but it's not like a really cartoony style. It's just kind of like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Like it's not like I'm doing him in the same style as Ray and Tim, which is the two-piece start style. I'm just doing him just to do him and make him look really similar. And it's like, it's not working for me anymore. I really feel like I just need to like get a style in there instead of just trying to recreate him, basically.
I agree. I mean, some of your characters look really nice, like Mario and Sonic. Like you've done a really good job, and it looks like them. And I don't know how I'd classify that. If I wouldn't say that's really a two-piece art style, but it looks like them. But when it comes to more human type characters,
I've never been great at drawing humans, so that's why I did like you and I in that style, because I'm good at that.
Right, and I think you need a style for people that speaks to being two-piece art. You know, it's like that's right. A two-piece art person, whether it's you and me or a character. You know.
Yes, and the problem we run into there is that once I do those people in that style, it doesn't really look like them anymore.
Well, and that's why I think whether it's what they're wearing or what they say or something around them has to identify them. Like you look at VG cats, they have Metal Gear Solid as a cat, you know, they have Mario as a cat. So it's that style, but there's something they're wearing or something they're doing that gives it away that's...
But the problem here is that with this comic we're just doing basically a soldier.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what distinctive qualities make him?
Well, and
it's like nothing. Like it's like the only way I can make it look like him is if I pretty much just did him.
And so maybe it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to look just like the character in the game, because any game like Call of Duty or something, it's like, oh, that doesn't look just like my main character. Like who cares? It's just supposed to be a soldier,
And it would be it's like people would be able to gather. Okay, Bad Company. I assume it must be a character from Bad Company.
Yeah, I'm assuming most.
I mean, most wouldn't recognize who he is, anyways. I mean, I surely would not.
Right. Yeah, I think you can get the comic and know of the game, and not have played it, and don't really know what the main character looks like. And since it's a first person shooter, anyways, how often do you really see him?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think there's some.
So what you're saying is I should have just drawn his butt.
Yes,
like his back and his butt, and be like, oh my gosh, there he is.
That's totally what it looks like in the game. I agree. Like you're saying that whatever your style is, there should be something fairly cohesive that just says, yeah, this is a two-piece art comic, you know.
Right. And I think, it's not going to be a change that's going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be something I recognize right away. It might be a very slow process where I'm like, okay, here, I'm going to do this intentionally, keep myself from going this direction to kind of make it work. I mean, I was working on this week's comic already, and I'm like, I didn't even have to think about it. I didn't even have to think about changing anything. It's like, this is working for what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like, people will know who this is, they're gonna like the style, I think it looks nice, I don't need to make any changes. So, it's like, that point right there, it seems to work out pretty well, but, I mean, once you throw you or I in it, it's gonna look kind of strange.
Right. Yeah, and that is the difficult thing, because, half art, I wouldn't even say half.
We have, like, two worlds going on. We have, like, the video game world and our world.
Right.
And it's like, when I did Sarah, it's, I think Sarah said something like, it looks nothing like me, but it fits your style. It looks like me in your world. Right. So, yeah. So we'll see where this goes. And, this week we had our Baddest Company comic, which we were already kind of talking about. Is there anything else we wanted to say about that? It was hard for us. I mean, this was a hard comic in
general.
Yeah,
it really was. Sometimes they just come real simple. It's like a 5-minute, 5-second conversation. And
Sonic should be smoking a blunt.
That's
just how it is.
Gosh. Why can't we do this every week?
But, should I mention our Wally idea?
Yeah, go for it.
So we're like, okay, what's our Wally comic going to be? And Tim's like, let's just say whatever comes to mind. Actually, I should pull up that chat.
Yeah, Just stream of consciousness right there, you know, like.
So Tim says, let's just go with whatever comes to mind. Mario is surfing, and this big wave comes. I'm like, yes, with Happy Feet penguins. Like, yes, and he's thrown onto the beach, and those crab guys from Mario Bros. Pinch his nose. And I'm like, dang, my blood got wet. I'm like, yes, do it. No.
I thought that was great. Actually, the thing is, I really think that a lot of people would like that comic. And I'm not even kidding you. Because it's like, so this week, that's a character like, okay, from Mario Brothers, you know.
We're gonna do a Wally comic, you know. Say, okay, what should it be? Okay, Wally finds a blunt and he smokes it, and he's like, instead of saying Wally, he says, "What do you mean by what you wrote?" I never quite, because you put like Wally.
Yeah, you know, like how he says it in the movie.
Oh,
Wally! Instead of just saying his name, that's why he says it so long.
And see, I took it one step further. I was like, no, he should say, get silly. I don't know how many of you listen to rap. We don't. But it infiltrates. It's kind of like a hot summer day. You know, it's like, I don't want the house to get hot. And I do everything I can to protect it. But still, it gets warm a little bit. I still get a taste of it. That's what happens with rap music. I try my best, but I'm still just pummeled by this
and
stuff.
See, I would be completely immune to it, except that you send me these horrible music videos on YouTube.
The dumbest... I'm like, hey, check out what all the kids are into right now.
I'm like, oh no, not another one. Each one's worse than the last.
You can just see it just go into just a pit. Anyway, yeah, I mean, we had so sometimes we have easy ideas with, you know, blunts and whatnot, but you know, this time it was a little harder because it was like, you know, what are games coming out this week? And it was just stuff that was just like, ugh, like nothing I'm really into. And
the problem, you know, we're in trouble when we have to resort to, let's look up and see which games are coming out this week. Because first of all, if we don't know, then they must not be so significant that we really want to do a comic about it, right?
Right. Yeah.
And also, you know, if we're going there, then it's fairly late in the week and we haven't thought of anything yet and we need something to inspire us. So,
that it's like we had, like, Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon was coming out.
We're
know?
Like,
oh.
Where's that going? But, no, I mean, I thought this last comic came out pretty good for...
Yeah, I mean, when I was done with it and it was, like, 12:30 in the morning, and
and I'm
like, you know,
asleep.
Monday night before I had to go to work, basically, Tuesday night, and I was like, you know, call up Tim, here's the comic, and he's like, yeah, it looks good, you know, how would you feel about changing this? I'm like, no, and it wasn't anything big, but it was like, at that time, I was just like, this is not a great comic to me, I feel really bad about this one. You know, maybe it would have just been better to take a week off. But then, like, you know, the next day when I look at it again, I'm like, you know, that wasn't too bad. And I almost feel like we almost kind of made ourselves bulletproof a little bit by putting up the blurbs that we did. Because, yeah. Like, I try to put up a blurb with how I actually feel. I don't want to, like, sugarcoat things. Like,
right.
You know, I spend 18 hours on this and it's, you know, all its glory. Here you go. I just like to kind of be legitimate about everything, and so then it seemed like people were trying to cheer us up, you know, they're like, no, the last panel was funny, you know, it was good, and trying to like validate what we had done, and part of me was like, yeah, you know what, they're right, I'm just kind of looking on this a little harsh, but yeah, maybe whenever we make a really bad comic, we should just apologize left and right for it, and
we'll
and
just
then
do it every
it okay.
week, so that whether it's good or bad. People
yeah.
just, you know, pat us on the back. No, it's okay. It's good.
That sad dog act again, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think because it was fairly rushed and the schedule was different this week and it wasn't a game that you necessarily knew anything about, you know, it maybe felt like it was a less than stellar job. And it wasn't one of our best, but I still think...
And it was one of those things where, like, we didn't quite know what the joke was exactly. You know, we kind of came up with some ideas and it's like, you know, the first draft you had sent me, you know, the soldier says these things that they did, and the grandpa's, like, shocked by it. But, like, it wasn't that shocking to me. I'm like, no, we need to, like, make it really,
yeah,
like, outlandish, you know? Like, we raped this entire village, and you know, I don't know what it would be exactly, because I don't know what happens to the game. And so, you know, you kind of looked up the game, right?
Yeah, I've played the demo, and I saw some videos on it, and and I tried to look up, you know, the ending of the game. I didn't, you know, not that I'm gonna buy it, but I wanted to make sure that we didn't say anything like
inaccurate.
Inaccurate. It's like, oh, actually, they don't do that in the game, so that sounds pretty stupid. But
actually, they'll hold hands and make flower chains. I'm like, oh, but, whoops.
You know, the only thing, yeah, the only thing I can criticize you on, maybe, and not to be mean or anything, but I felt like the look on Grandpa wasn't quite, like, shocked enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kept saying, like, it needs to look like Birdo's face did. You
know? Yeah, and I didn't mean, like, exactly.
Right.
But I actually photoshopped Birdo's eyes on top of Grandpa's eyes. Just to see what it would look like, just so I knew for myself what I was, that I wasn't crazy, that there was something more shocking that I was going for, you know, not quite right. That shocking, but like, well, okay, what would it look like really to have Birdo's eyes on there? It wasn't pretty, but I saw what I was going for, and I don't know if
so.
I
did you like it better with those eyes photoshopped on, like the expression?
No, of course not.
Okay,
because it didn't look right, but. They could have been wider, and I don't even think I told you this, interesting revelation here. I actually did Photoshop the eyes.
Oh, really? In the final?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh, now I have to go look
You'll
at this.
You'll have to go back, and it's pretty subtle.
See, maybe this is why when I went back to look at it the next day, I'm like, no, this comic's good.
Yeah.
Because well, you've changed it and made it better.
I did a great job. No, so I rounded the corners of the eyes a little bit, so they didn't look quite as slanted. So you'll see that the blue outline around his eyes, especially on the edges, the left and the right, are a little softer. So that just so it appears a bit rounder. And I think I darkened the blacks of his eyes a little bit more.
Well, I'm going to put up a before and after picture on the site here. On the podcast feed right now.
Sure.
I can't see the image yet because, okay, now it loaded. Okay.
I'm telling you, it's pretty subtle. But
I have no idea what you changed, so...
You almost
congrats.
Have to overlay them and then switch back and forth.
Okay. Okay, now that we had all the really boring technical stuff out of the way...
Yes, yes, please.
We'll move on. You know, for every great comic comes great comments. Oh, I said it!
Yes.
Yay! Now, I do want to say I'm really quite pleased with how well everyone is handling the forums.
Oh, good.
And how everyone's following the rules and, you know... Tim, you made a great forum. I had one person email me and say, I think it was Jacob, like, hey, the forums look awesome. Great job, Ray. Like, you bet.
Oh, hey, you never even told me that. Thanks.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, the forums look good. People are using it appropriately, and it seems like a calm before the storm. But, hey, you know what? Keep doing what you guys are doing. I'm really quite happy. And
yeah.
With that, my comment of the week goes to Coban04, who said, I've been listening to all the podcasts and I'm currently going through the comics. Love to see a funny and clean gaming comic out there.
And that's,
well, thank you.
That's exactly
what we strive
for.
What we're going for. Which, by the way, we never did mention the Metal Gear Solid 4 comic that we did.
We never mentioned it?
We never mentioned a change that happened to the very last panel at the last second.
Oh, that was pretty... interesting.
That was tough for us. Basically, the ending of the Metal Gear Solid 4 comic, where Snake is now all old and beat up from being in Smash Brothers, he says, I can't say it. I can't even say it. But we had him saying a swear word, essentially. And
right.
It's really not that bad of one. And it did fit. It was basically, you know, the D word, you, Nintendo. And it was like... It fit for his character, because Snake would say something like that, I think.
And it was
and it
funny.
Was really,
it would have been
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Comic.
It fit right in, too. But Tim was like, I don't know, you know, Ray, I just... I don't know, Ray, because, like, I don't want my kids one day, like, asking me why I chose to put the D word in a comic, and when I'm not... when they're not allowed to say it, and it's like, Tim, you don't even have kids yet, you know? It's like,
I know.
On.
But, I'm, you know, I'm... We're...
You're working on it? Edit.
But yeah, that was something. I'm like, I want it to be clean. I want people to be able to, you know, not think we're crossing any kind of line here. And there's plenty of unclean video game webcomics out there, and I think this is
but
what
the problem. Is but the problem was like it was like okay, but are we gonna really change it to "Darn you, Nintendo"?
Right.
It's like now it seems wrong. Like it seems more wrong than actually swearing at that point. And eventually, I was asking you know a couple people for some you know if they thought it was appropriate or not, and most everyone was like yes, it's appropriate, and. Tim and I actually both agreed it is appropriate, but we just don't want to use it for our comic anyways. So I was talking with Noah Brimhall from The Lame Show, and he kind of gave this idea of like, you know, making him really old sounding, like, you old yippersnappers, get off my lawn sort of style. And then that's how we were able to figure out the...
Dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit, which is really good, so...
Which, yeah, now that fits the old man instead of Snake, which... Yeah, I it turned out pretty good.
No, yeah, it turned out great, and so thanks, Noah. And, you know, so ever since then, I for sure know where the bar has to be kept, basically, and be careful. So we're always striving for clean gaming webcomics, so...
Yeah, that's a good example of just... I mean, it's not like by chance we haven't come up with a dirty joke yet, and it's just inevitable that, you know... The funniest F-bomb comic is coming next week or something. You know?
Wally's going to drop the F-bomb.
No, it's definitely intentional. And yeah, I'm glad to see you know people notice that and appreciate that it's different. You know.
Well, what's your comment of the week?
So was that a comment in the forums, actually?
No, that was a comment.
Oh,
it was hot. It was a hot, right off the press comment, dude.
Didn't see that one. Oh, okay. Because I thought if I picked one out of the forum, you'd be mad because I'm not. Now I'm crossing the line between forum and comments.
Yeah, that's something that we can talk about maybe some other time.
So my comment of the week goes to Tustin, who said a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to repeat. But I'm just happy that he, you know, kind of fought for us, put together a Wikipedia page. It was going through a deletion process because people didn't think it was significant enough, which, you know, I can't argue if it's not. If it's not, it's not, you know. But, you know, he kind of fought for it and...
So we actually do have one up now?
It's actually, yeah, it's up and it's not deleted yet. And, he wrote up some nice...
I'll have to take a
look. Yeah. He wrote up some nice things. I added, just the joystick wins that we've had because that was on like Dueling Analogs has those listed, you know, the comics that won. So it's nice to have those archived somewhere.
Yes.
And
before we forget.
Yeah. Now the one thing I will say is he was looking to get the logo at least for the Wikipedia page. And I'm kind of thinking we're not going to do that.
Really?
Because I've been reading up on it, and I can't just upload the logo myself, and I can't just say you have permission to use the logo. I have to actually release it under some sort of Creative Commons, you know, copyright thing, license. And by releasing it to Wikipedia, I then not only give Wikipedia permission to use it, but anybody who reads Wikipedia can now use it for any commercial or non-commercial uses. So it's basically like anything you find on Wikipedia, you can throw on a t-shirt and sell, basically. And
I feel like there's got to be more to that. I really just don't think that's the truth.
Well, I read into it a little bit, and they said that they used to be okay with you just agreeing to give Wikipedia permission, but they don't want to be sued by somebody who... you know, is mad that somebody grabbed something off of Wikipedia and used it to, you know, make money. So now they say their downstream users are also allowed to use those, you know, graphics or whatever. So the only thing I think is maybe put up something fairly low res, like just a little tiny logo that wouldn't, you know, not that I'm worried that someone's going to make a fortune off of our stuff.
Well, think about it, though. If people are able to grab our logo off of our main page... you know, then what's the hurt of putting it on Wikipedia?
Just that we're technically giving them permission to do so.
Yes, yeah. Otherwise, we could sue them if they're using our logo from our page. Okay.
So my thought is, if we put a really tiny logo on there, then what's the worst they can do? You know, make a really crappy t-shirt.
Blow it up, use Live Trace.
Yeah.
Make a nice vector version and then use it on a t-shirt.
Well, that's true. But
no, it's all right. We'll figure something out.
And yeah, it's still fine the way it is, but we'll just have to think about it some more. Yeah. But,
so now, did Tustin have a specific comment you wanted to say, or was that all?
That was it. But he put a bunch of comments in there, kind of updating us on what was going on and the discussion about deleting it. And it looks like it's all been resolved. And yay, we have a Wikipedia page. So anybody out there, feel free to update it and say all sorts of great things about the historic significance of our comic.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely worth celebrating about. But you know it isn't?
Just I feel like it's gotten dark outside all of a sudden.
it's like in the Hulk movie. The yes. Storm clouds just roll right over. Oh, it's time. It's the most haunted segment of the program. The dreaded Black Doom Award.
Mwahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Wendy Wishcart.
Oh, you'll never have those.
Well, my Black Doom Award this week goes to Joystick.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
what
very
this
much
is
so.
About.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know.
We all
about.
Know.
So
and,
specifically to Ross Miller is what you're saying.
I suppose so. Yeah. Basically, they always have a weekly webcomic wrap-up on their sites where
which
people
which we
can
totally
go.
Love and appreciate
because
none of you would be here otherwise.
Yes, we very much enjoy having the webcomic select us and go amongst other webcomics. And, you know, I love going and seeing which one is actually the best and voting for it, not just our own, unlike
Wait,
Tim.
You don't just vote for us?
No. And then it's hard to burst your bubble. And this week, they chose to include another person that you could vote for, Yahtzee from Zero Punctuation. Yahtzee does a Flash video. I don't know if it's technically Flash or not, but it's a movie. What do you want to call that?
It's just a video review, basically. But
it's a video review of video games where he doesn't use punctuation and it's just one continuous run-on sentence with all kinds of profanities and you know, some indecent images of stick figures. And basically, this week he got included with the webcomic wrap-up because he made a video that was making fun of webcomics. And all that webcomics ever are, and all that they do, and all that, and you know, what they're really bad at and what they suck at, basically. And he included it for people to vote for. And
even
guess who's
it's
winning?
It's not a comic.
It's not a comic. And in fact, it's making fun of webcomics. It's like, hey, I got an idea. Let's put this on there. When it's nothing. It's nothing even close. Like, it's making fun of everyone else on here that actually made a webcomic, you know? And it's like,
well,
dude.
And of course, yeah, it's winning by like 70% or something of the vote.
Yes,
and
which is
it's like
really
you could
sad.
put one random thing up there with a bunch of comics, and the random thing is going to win, probably.
Yes,
because
it's different. It's new.
It's different. Like Halo
In fact,
3.
That's almost how I would say we won the first couple times.
Yeah, we won.
Like,
a few
I almost
want to
say that we won because we were new, and people are like, oh, this is fresh, you know, and it's a new thing, and it's way better. But once you're there, you know, it's like Penny Arcade. It's like, oh, Penny Arcade, big deal.
Right.
You know, we all read Penny Arcade.
Well, and the other thing you were mentioning was not that it was a video and that's why it's so dumb, but basically that it's not real original either.
No, not at all. In fact, I watched the video because I wanted to see if I should vote for it, if it was the best webcomic of the week. Hint, it's not. It's not a webcomic. And I watched it and I was like, this isn't funny. First of all, it's not funny because it's not really that great. And second of all, it's not funny because this has already been done before by Strong Bad.
So many times.
Yeah, so many times, but especially by Strong Bad, who did a, you know, one person emailed him asking him, you know, if he should do a webcomic or whatever and how should he make it. And he did all kinds of hilarious things about gradients and lens flare, plastic wrap, and it was really good. And he actually did it. Like, each comic that he talked about, he actually made his own version of. He did the 8-bit version of comics with his own style, and it's like, he at least made the webcomics, in a sense, for his videos. Like, this one doesn't even do that. It's not even as funny, because it's already been done way better. So it's very depressing to me, just in general. So hopefully we will not be seeing his return. Unless he, you know, sharpens up and makes it awesome.
Yeah, it was just, it was fairly lazy, because the basically the gist of it was everyone's copying Penny Arcade, so you're all just trying to be exactly like them. And, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's been done before, better, and, yeah, it's okay, though.
It's kind of like the argument of, like, oh, somebody made a movie, so everyone else is just trying to be just like them by making a different movie. No, it's like, no.
Well, and I think the accusation is so prevalent because they were the first, you know, the first successful video game webcomic, or maybe even
right.
really the first huge webcomic in general, one of the first, you know, super popular ones. So it's like, if you are, you know, using the same medium as they were, the internet, to publish your comics, then you must be copying them, right?
Right.
Which is kind of silly. So,
and Tim, you... Oh, go for it.
I do have a Black Doom Award.
Okay. Before the show, he didn't have one.
You know, I never have one. We sound real professional sometimes, like, you know, Ray puts
on sound effects. You sound real professional. But in reality...
In reality, we come together and we're like, so what's the topic going to be this week, you know? I mean, somebody accused us of having... I think Hyper said, you guys have scripts? That's terrible. Like, no, we definitely don't have scripts.
No.
Ray has a little, like, blurb for the, you know, beginning segment so he doesn't, you know, mess it up every time, which he still does.
No, I don't. How dare you?
But we definitely don't know what we're saying when we're going into this, so... yes, while you were speaking...
So this time Tim was like, I don't have one. I'm like, well, mine might be so good that you might just have to say, yes, that was mine too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, oh, of course. So I was going to, like, mention that option to you here at the end, but it looks like you got it under control.
I found one, yes. My Black Doom Award goes to Sony, whose PlayStation 3 firmware update this week was pulled, 2.4, as it was... breaking some people's PS3s. Not permanently, but giving some problems. And I just... First of all, I guess I have two issues with this. How do you not test it well enough to know it's going to break...
It just breaks breaks PS3s.
But you know why? Because they have so many versions of the PS3 that there's no way they can test them all to know which ones are going to work and which ones won't. So that maybe that's the downfall of having so many SKUs. But the other problem is, they have so many firmware updates. I remember when I owned a PSP, it was like every week or two, and I know most of it was preventing, you know, the next hack that came through to open up emulation or whatever, but, you know, I kind of like Microsoft's way of doing a semi-annual big update where they roll a bunch of stuff together, it's well-tested. Now that I think of it, maybe they've had issues as well, but... if you really don't need the update, I don't know what good it does. I know they were gonna add the capability of the trophies, and I don't know if that was in this update yet. But
yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like achievements for the 360, but they're called trophies for the PS3. But anyway, I don't know. There's just so many firmware updates. I feel like you're bound to screw a few of them up here and there, you know. So, that's it.
Yeah, hopefully Sony gets their game in order, but, I mean, they've had a while to do it, so... Come on! Any day now.
And the trophies, I mean, how long has the PS3 been out, and they have no achievement system?
I still think about the home thing.
And the home,
Because it's like, what? Home... But that was announced at, like, what, E3 2006 or something?
Something.
I forget, but it was a long freaking time ago.
And still in beta.
It still is not out. I think it's been more than a year now, basically. It's still in beta.
It's kind of like a Google product, right?
Yeah, and what I hated was that there were commercials for the PS3 on TV where they would show home. You know, like, they would have home as part of their commercial. And it's like, that's not even... like, not even close to being out. We don't even know when that's even coming out.
If it will, yeah. Yeah, they...
Oh, my gosh.
They have a lot of promises, but they've yet to come through. Doesn't it seem silly to have trophies that are retroactive to games you've already played? Like, you get the firmware update, and it's like, oh, look, you already have 25 trophies for this game that you beat a year ago.
No, I like that.
Well, I mean, I guess it's good for completion purposes, you know, because you want to know what you did.
Yeah, you want to earn it. You don't want to have stupid games that, like, oh, well, we didn't have trophies back then, so therefore you don't get any.
Right.
I'd want it all. I'd want it all.
But first of all, they are not promising that trophies will be on all games, but that you will be able, like the publishers will be able to retroactively add trophy, you know, achievements to their previously released games. But it just seems silly, like, oh, you know, whoopee, I, you know, haven't thought about that game in a year. Or I've gotten rid of that game since then, and I was like one kill away from that trophy. I mean, that would kind of suck.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, that's because you don't get rid of games ever.
Well, anyway, that'll do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Well, that's because you don't get rid of games ever.
Nope. Not even Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, gosh. You are sad.